have your own room at home?
Nope, in with my sister. Most people seem to be bunked in with somebody. And I was in with my sister. My brother had his own room and my parents. And we were in the little bungalows that were all around Cascades, built around that time.
Okay. Did you have your own toys and things like that?
I don't remember specific toys. I remember we had our own dolls. And a doll with a name on it, my little doll. I got for Christmas, and my brother got a hammer set the same Christmas. And you can imagine what happened to my doll's eyes. She wore a Band-Aid over her Mashanian eye for the rest of her life. I had her for a long, long time, and she was a Barbara Ann Scott doll, the skater. And I loved my doll. We always loved our dolls. But that was the main toy I remember. I don't think we had any other toys. We had board games, we played Canasta, and later Monopoly, but I don't remember any other games, per se, blocks or anything. I just mostly remember our dolls, and playing dolls, and making doll houses making houses out of blankets in the basement, and living in those for the summer, and arranging our little houses, etc.
Were you involved in any community activities or church activities?
We did go to a church that was down beside this Cascade School. It was sort of the beginning of the United Church. It was in a little community hall. And I remember stealing my 10 cents that was supposed to go into the collection and using it to buy a comic book at the gas station that's still at Smith and Canada Way. Much changed nowadays, but there's always a gas station there. And of course, my parents saw the comic book, so that was the last time I think I did that little trick. Then there was actually a church built over in the Renfrew area, and we ended up going to the United Church there. We went every Sunday, and then I ended up teaching Sunday school there. I don't know whether that led me to becoming a teacher, but probably helped.
Were you involved in any youth activities through the church?
Not really. There was sort of a girls group. Everything was so new. There was no school band, there was no school sports things. We were always on a brand new field, and the church was brand new, so things were just getting started. CGIT was Canadian Girls in Training, and that was just getting started, the church. And I got involved in that, but that was right at the time when I was switching over to university. What I did do was go to guides, and everybody went to girl guides in those days, and that was lots of fun. That was in the old Anglican church up on Smith and Kingsway that they're just remodeling now, or I don't know quite what they're doing with it. St. John Divine. And we went to had our girl guides there. Then went on to Job's Daughters, and all of my friends were involved in Job's Daughters, which sort of is connected with the Masons. I think you had to have a Mason in the family to belong to Job's Daughters. They were like a bit of a charity group, and there was an honored queen and messengers, and I was a fifth messenger. And basically, I know it revolved a lot around the story of Job, how Job suffered, but he always got back up and kept trying. And I think that was the message, is to always get up and keep trying, that I got out of it. It was lots of fun, though, because it was our friends, and all our friends were in it. And we had to go up to Kingsway.
Yeah.